Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Yes, that's right. You are a brand. You are someone that people are listening to. You are an influence. You are someone that can impact many different lives. See, when you understand that you are a brand, the way you move will be completely different. The way you talk will be completely different. The way you show up will be completely different. See, the reason why that's so important, because when you recognize the brand that you are for yourself, others will see the brand that you are for them. And so when you see, and when others see the brand that you are for others, now you start to have more influence, more impact, and make a bigger difference. What's going on, everybody? This is your first time here. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing, and business tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing on branding, how you are branding yourself every single day. So if this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe and join the family and join what we're doing so you can get to the next level. Listen, today we're diving deep because we're going with branding, the topic of branding, the topic of putting yourself out there, the topic of communicating in a way where others will see that they can understand what you're doing and the purpose behind the goal, or the purpose behind the mission, or the purpose behind your dreams and your aspirations. See, it starts with the thought, and it doesn't end with the thought, because you have to be willing to do the work in order to brand yourself accordingly. So you can brand yourself accordingly if you are okay with showing up as your true self. You are a brand because you are the one that's showing up, doing the work, and others are seeing the work that you are completing. The reason why branding yourself is so important, because oftentimes we just have to see to understand that it's possible. In order to see that it's possible, we have to be the ones that's doing it for ourselves, so that way we can be positioned correctly. We can be positioned in a different way that will help us later on in life. So today, we're talking about branding, we're talking about putting yourself out there, and we're talking about being sure of what you're doing, right? So you can only do that when you see and know who you are. So I want to put it right here. You are a brand. You are a brand. You are a brand. You are a brand. There we go. And the reason why you are a brand, why you are the brand, is because you have something to bring. You have value to show. You have awareness to deliver. And see, the reason why that's so important is because when you recognize the type of brand that you are, now you can impact more. Now you can help more. Now you can really position yourself correctly, because now others see and respect you. Others see and are listening to you. Others see and are paying attention to you. See, when you're a brand, people pay attention to what you're doing. See, when you're putting yourself out there, people pay attention to what you're doing. See, when you're constantly showing up, people are paying attention. See, when people pay attention to what you're doing and how you go about doing it, you are branding yourself. You are branding yourself in a way that you do not fully understand. And just because you don't fully understand what you're doing doesn't mean you should not stop showing up. And that's so important. That's so important, because to brand yourself, I want to look up the word branding. And I want to look up that definition so that way we can have a clear explanation of it. So branding definition. There we go. Yeah. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Yeah. There we go. Branding definition is the action of making, the action of marking with a brand iron or the promotion of a particular product or company by means of advertising and distinctive design. So you are branding yourself because you are the one that's sharing what you are going through. You are the one that's displaying the work that you're doing for yourself. Oftentimes, you just have to be the one that's doing the work to know that you are doing the right thing for yourself. When I started my journey a couple years ago, half a decade ago, I didn't know what branding even was. I didn't even know what marketing was. I didn't know what I know now, but I knew I just wanted to make a difference. I knew I wanted to make an impact. I knew I just wanted more. And in order for me to have more, I have to be willing to do more. So in order for me to do more, I had to recognize that I was doing it for myself first. First and foremost, I was doing it for myself because I knew I had a thought. I knew I had an idea. I knew I had a goal. I knew I had something that I wanted to accomplish. So first, before I do it for others, I have to be willing to do it for myself. So even though I'm doing it for myself, I have to be willing to learn as I go, learn as I develop, learn as I continue to show up. Because as I continue to show up, I'm learning what a brand is. I'm learning how to brand myself. See, the best example that I can possibly think of right now is Nike. Nike is a company that branded themselves. And they use Michael Jordan to even brand them even further. Michael Jordan was one of the most top phenomenal players that ever played basketball. So when he was playing basketball, he was branding himself because he was a good player. I saw this video that he made, and it said that let your game be your marketing piece. Let your game be your branding, because when you brand yourself, when you play well, others see and recognize that. So when he said that, I said, ooh, that's different. I said, ooh, that's good. Let your play do all the talking, which it will allow you to market and brand yourself accordingly. Michael Jordan is known to be a great player, a great, phenomenal basketball player. But he only got great because he was doing it for himself at first. He only improved because he was improving for himself. Hello, it says, branding helps you put yourself out. Branding helps you put yourself and your brand out there. It helps you connect with others also. That's where your message comes in there. So when you are a brand, you have to recognize who you are. So you have to be open to learning who you are, or not even learn, identify who you are. Identify who you are. Identify who you are. Identify who you are. And the reason why I use the word identify rather than learn, because it's a process. And to be honest, I really think they're synonyms of each other. I think they're similar of each other to identify and learn. Because you have to be open to yourself. You have to be open to what you're doing. You have to be open to yourself. See, when you identify who you are and what you like to do, you're no longer trying to do it for the next person first, because you have to do it for the person that's in the mirror. You have to start with the man in the mirror. Just like Michael Jackson said, you have to start with the man in the mirror, because the man in the mirror is the only one that can change. The man in the mirror is the only one that can develop. And that's so important. Because when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, I saw another video. It said, maybe I fooled you. Maybe I made it seem like that the game was easy. Maybe I fooled you because it seemed like that I was taking a lot of game-winning shots. Maybe I fooled you that it started at the free throw. See, oftentimes when people are meeting you for the first time, they don't see the work that's going on behind the scenes. See, when you're branding yourself, you're doing the work that's frustrating. You're doing the work that's tiring. You're doing the work that will position you better, because you're doing it when no one's looking at you. You're doing it when no one's watching. You're doing it when your focus isn't on your growth. See, Michael Jordan became the best because he was determined to be the best.
See, branding is recognizing that you have to identify who you are and what you would like for yourself. You have to identify what you would like for yourself. Just like this can right here. The branding is the peanut. It's the peanut man. The branding is the peanut man. Remember when I was young and I first saw a commercial like this, I remember seeing him. I remember seeing the brand like this. I don't know, I'm necessarily the company, but I remember the brand. I remember the peanut man. And it really showed me, not necessarily at that time, but today and recently, is that when you put yourself out there on a continuous basis, you're able to identify who you are. You're able to recognize who you're becoming. You're able to position yourself correctly because now you understand who you are. See, learning yourself is the most difficult thing there is, because what are you supposed to actually learn about yourself? What are you actually supposed to identify about yourself? What are you supposed to recognize about yourself? And see, the reason why that's so important, because we have to start with ourselves. We have to be honest. Excuse me. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be open with ourselves. See, one thing that I learned is that being open and honest is difficult, because we have to learn how to be open and honest for ourselves. Hold on. Let me take a sip of water. Or Propel, my bad. And so, when you identify who you are, you really have to sit down with yourself. You really have to just write down what do you like? What are your interests? What do you dislike? What do you like to be around? What do you don't like to be around? See, when I was younger, I was around football a lot because I enjoyed football. I really loved playing football. And so I was around football a lot. My interest was football. I was learning football, I was playing football, I was watching football because it was something I was interested in. Now, I didn't really watch as much basketball. Furthermore, Kobe Bryant was my favorite player, okay? I didn't really watch that much basketball because I was, excuse me, I was focused on football. See, when you identify who you are, you're identifying your interests. You're identifying things that you dislike. You identify things that you really don't connect with. See, branding yourself is doing what's best for you. Even though when I was younger, me and my friends go play basketball, I wasn't that good. I wasn't that great because I didn't practice it. I didn't study it. I didn't learn it. But I put my time and effort into football, into something I was actually excited about doing. So when you identify that there's something that sparks your interest, you have to keep sparking that interest by learning about it, doing it, and understanding that you can get better over time. You can get better over time. See, the subcategory right here is when you identify who you are, you get better over time. You get better over time. Over time. Over time. There we go. You get better over time. What does that mean? What does that actually mean to get better over time? That means once you learn and identify who you are, you identify who you are is showing and discovering the interest that you have for yourself. See, you get better over time when you recognize that there's work that needs to be done to be positioned correctly, to be in a better place. Because you have to understand that there's work that has to be done. See, the reason why the world or the majority of the people or basketball fans that know who Michael Jordan is because he didn't stop showing up. He didn't stop working. He didn't stop grinding. He didn't stop learning. In order to be a player of the game, a player has to be a student of the game. And the reason why that's so important, because things are constantly changing. Life is constantly going on. And different situations comes about that will test us in different ways that we are not prepared for. And so when you're branding yourself, you identify what you would like for yourself. Because when you're recognizing it's for you, you have to be the one to decide that you like something or you do not like something. I remember my first time eating okra when I was younger. When my first time eating okra was my last time eating it, because I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the texture of the food. I didn't like how it tasted and felt. Like it was nasty. So my first time trying okra was my last time, because I knew it wasn't something that I was interested in. I knew it was something that I really disliked. I knew it was something that I didn't enjoy. Because I knew and identified who I was. I wasn't eating the okra for the next person. I was not going to eat it for myself. Because I knew I didn't like it. I knew I don't like it. I still don't like it. I'm still not going to eat it. And the reason why that's so important, because when you brand yourself, you have to be willing to say what you do like, who you would like to be, who you would like to become, rather than who you are not, who you would not become, and who you are and what you don't like. And see, the reason why they're so important, because it's important to identify what you like, so much so it's important to know what you don't like. A couple of weeks ago, yesterday, I went to this pitch competition. And then as I went to this pitch competition, I was explaining what I would like to do for the business or for the idea that I have. And I wanted to help podcasters, but I didn't fully understand how I wanted to help podcasters. And so they keep asking me, like, who's your ideal customer? Like, who do you want to serve? Like, how do you want to go about helping them? Like, who is your dream customer? And so at the time, I'm like, podcasters. Okay, what a broad statement. What a statement that's good. You have an idea, but there's so many different podcasters. Are you talking about starting podcasters? Podcasters been doing it for a long time, or expert podcasters? Like, there's different levels to it. Like, who is your customer? Who is your customer? See, when I was identifying who I am, I had to identify who I want to help. So, but it started with me. It starts with me, and it doesn't end with me, because it started with me. I have to continue to be a student of the game. See, branding yourself is constantly learning and developing for yourself. You can't be best. You can't be the best if you're not knowing what the best actually looks like. One thing that I respect about Michael Jordan is that he was doing the work. He worked. He did the work. When no one's watching. He did the work when no one was watching. Michael Jordan did the work when no one was watching. And when no one was watching, he was committed to being great. He was committed to being good. He was committed to being a phenomenal basketball player. See, when he made the statement, when I saw the video, the statement that he made, is that you have to let your game do your talking, because your game will show how prepared you are. And so you can only get prepared by doing things when no one is watching you, by practicing and improving when no one is really paying attention to you. See, how are you getting better? How are you challenging yourself? How are you opening up to yourself when people are not around you? See, identifying who you are, you have to know that you're doing it for yourself. You're getting better for yourself. And as you're getting better for yourself, you're doing it for you. You're doing it for the person that's in the mirror. And see, the reason why that's so important, because in order to be great, you have to be great alone. And in order to be great alone, you have to identify who you are. And the reason why that's so important is not necessarily isolating yourself. Is making yourself different, because you are the one that's doing the work. You are the one that's committed. You are the one that's doing the work behind the scenes. See, one thing that stops a lot of people is that they haven't identified who they are. What makes this special is that when you recognize who you are, when you recognize your gifts, when you recognize your good traits, your bad traits, your personality develop even more. Because you're constantly branding yourself. You're constantly branding yourself in a way where people will connect with, where people will attach to, where people will see. See, when I was young, I used to be a sneakerhead. I used to want to collect a lot of shoes and have a whole bunch of shoes. Then as I got older, I recognized that them shoes was really expensive. Them shoes kept getting expensive. They nice to have, but them shoes are really expensive. And so I really like the shoes. And I really wanted to have a lot of shoes, but first off, I just recognized that my pocket wasn't that much. And my pockets wasn't as heavy. In other words, I didn't have as much money as I would like to in order to have the amount of pair of shoes that I would like to have. See, the reason why they're so important, because I have to identify where I was at. I remember my first pair of Jordans changed my life. The Oxidotin. I think it's Oxidotin. I'm probably saying that incorrectly. Hold on. Oxy, Oxidation Jordan. I don't know if it's oxidate. Hello? Hello? No. Dang. It wasn't even Jordan 11s. It was Jordan 14s. Yeah. There we go. There we go. Yes, sir. These was my first pair of shoes. Hello. These was my first pair of Jordans. And them jokers, I thought them things was crazy. I bought them things. Like, at that time, it went 105. It was like 209.10. No, it was 180, and then it was 209.10 after taxes. Them things was crazy. It was my first pair of Jordans that I've ever bought, for myself. And the reason why I got those was because I wanted those. They caught my attention. When they caught my attention, I said, I might need to have those. I might need to have those. Those were my first pair of Jordans. And me working towards something, to achieve, I knew I wanted it for myself. So even though when I was younger, I wanted a lot of shoes. I'm talking about I wanted 100 different pairs of shoes because like different designs was phenomenal. It was amazing. Then when I got older, I started to recognize that these shoes are very expensive. Shoes are very expensive. Now, not saying that I can't have a lot of shoes. What I am saying is that I stopped learning about it. I stopped studying. I stopped really watching it because it just lost my interest. I just lost interest in it because of the price. Now, in the future, when I'm able to maybe possibly afford the shoes, maybe I'll start back learning about them. But for today, I'm not learning about them. And that came from me identifying who I am. My first pair of Jordans that I had purchased, it was so great because it showed that I was accomplishing something for myself. I was branding myself in a way where I showed that I can complete something. And once I can complete something, I can do it for myself. And see, doing it for yourself. And doing it for yourself, you have to know that you're doing the right thing for yourself. You have to know that what you are doing and what you are committing to, you have to know that you get better over time by you focusing on yourself, by you focusing on the skills you like to develop, by you focusing on your growth. See, you can only get better when you recognize what better actually is, right? Michael Jordan knew that he needed to get better every single day, every single playoff, every single game. And that's what he did. He got better over time because he was committed to learning. He was committed to the journey. He was committed to himself. And when I start to really pay attention with what I was doing and how I wanted to go about doing it, I knew I had to be different. I knew I had to be opening to learning new information. And I knew that it wasn't going to come in overnight. I knew it wasn't. As bad as I wanted to come overnight, it take the amount of time that it need to in order for one to develop for themselves. How do you develop? How do you be so patient? You identify who you are. You identify your likes, your dislikes, what you would like to do, what you would not like to do. It's equally important to know what you will do versus what you will not do because it shows that you're on the right path. It shows that you identify who you are and what you would like to do for yourself. It's no longer pleasing the next person. It becomes, how can I please myself and start doing what I would like to do for myself? And it's so incredible. It's so incredible because it shows that you're doing it for you. You're identifying who you are for yourself, and it helps you develop and learn things that you wasn't even expecting to learn. See, when I started learning about business, marketing, and personal development, I didn't know that it would take me down a rabbit hole with all and a lot of information that I wasn't expected to learn. I didn't know I would learn that. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to prepare for. But I knew I was doing it for myself. And as I'm doing it for myself, I'm learning on the go. That's the next point I want to hit on you is that you have to learn on the go. Hold on. Next point I want to hit on is that you have to learn on the go. learn on the go. And see, the reason why learning on the go is so important, because you're not going to know everything all at once. You're not going to know everything as soon as you put your mind to something. Everything, all the answers are not going to come to you. They are not going to be discovered. They are not going to be understood. Because one thing that a lot of information does is it prevent someone to start, because how do you know where to start? How do you know where to begin? See, one thing that Michael Jordan knew is that first he knew he was a phenomenal basketball player. He even played for, what was it, South? No, UNC. I'm about to say South. No, he played for UNC. And when he played for them, he wasn't as great as he was, but he was great for the moment. The reason why you should be great for the moment that you are at, because you're able to learn where you are at in life and recognize that it's something that you can grow from. It's something that you can develop over. And it's something that you can improve, because it's something that you're focusing on. How do you focus to be great? How do you focus to improve? How do you focus to show up? You start doing the small things by identifying who you are. And once you identify who you are, you have to recognize that you get better over time. Not overnight, but over time, because over time, you are constantly improving for yourself. You're constantly learning new skills. You're constantly learning new information. You're constantly learning things that will position you differently. And see, when you brand yourself, you're positioning yourself differently. The reason why that's so important, because when you brand yourself, you have to position yourself differently so others can see and recognize and know who you are. And what you stand for, what you like, what you don't like. See, they all go hand in hand, because once you brand yourself, you identify who you are. Once you identify who you are, now you're giving a chance to others to connect with you. You're giving a chance for people to resonate with you. You're giving a chance for people to see and learn more about you. See, it starts with the thought. And just because you have a thought, it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there, because having a thought is something that sparks your interest. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean the answers are going to be discovered and you're going to be well prepared, well equipped for life to come at you. And when you study and learn more about who you are and what you would like to do, the work that you're doing will align with your thoughts, because your thoughts is something that you're always dreaming about. When you're dreaming about your thoughts, you're thinking about the actions. And when you're thinking about the actions, your dreams are becoming a reality, because you're constantly identifying who you are. Once you identify who you are, you do the work that's meant to be accomplished. Why is it so important? Because oftentimes you just have to know that it's for you. First, you have to do it for yourself. First, you have to do it for the person, the man or woman that's in the mirror, because no one can change you unless you're willing to change for yourself. I remember when I first started playing football in high school, and you go from 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, and it goes from like JV and then varsity. JV and then varsity, JV and varsity. So if you're not as good, you're not going to play on varsity. But if you're okay, you'll play on JV. And so I was stuck at playing JV for a little minute, because I wasn't good. I know I wasn't good. I wanted to be good, but I just didn't know how to be good. I didn't know how to improve. I didn't know what to learn. And so when I saw what a good linebacker was, because at the time I was playing linebacker, when I saw what a good linebacker was, I had an example that I could be great. I had an example that I can be good. I had an example that if they could do it, why can't I do it? Why can't I do it for myself? And so I'm learning more about I'm learning how to be a good football player by, one, watching other players. Not only the players that I'm around, but the pros, the NFL players that's playing in the NFL football league. And so what do I need to study? What do I need to learn? And what can I improve on that will make me a better player? Now, I can't study everything, because I don't have the film to go back and watch it and so on and so forth. Well, maybe just to watch it in a short glimpse, like, okay, he's playing in a way what he's doing. And by he, I'm just talking about Ray Lewis, Patrick Willis, Bowman. He played for the 49ers alongside with Patrick Willis. I wasn't watching too many individuals. I was watching enough individuals to show what I need to do. I need to play hard. I need to play fast. I need to be open to learning more. So the reason why that's so important is because when you are open to learning more, you learn more. When you are open to learning more, you learn more. And the definition of learn is gain or acquire knowledge of or skill. Gain or acquire knowledge of or skill in. So when you learn something, you're building a skill. See, when you learn a skill, you're branding yourself. See, when you're branding yourself, you're identifying what you would like to do and what you have interest in. Why is that so important? Why is it so important to understand? It's because one thing that helps a lot of people is to identify who you are. Once you identify who you are, now you have a stepping stone. Now you have a starting place. Now you have a starting position that you can grow from, that you can develop from, that you can improve from. See, football is overwhelming. As much as I wanted to play basketball and be good at basketball, all my time went to becoming a great football player, which is nothing wrong with it. I identify who I was and what I would like to do. And so when I was learning more about football, I had to train correctly. I had to work out even more. I had to learn the playbook or the knowledge or the terminology even better. Because if I want to do it for myself, I have to be willing to do the hard task. I have to be willing to do something that everyone's not paying attention to. And as I'm branding myself, I have to know that it will take time. And it will take time because it's something that causes you to focus. It's something that causes you to think. It's something that causes you to understand. So now as I'm studying this playbook, as I'm studying the knowledge for the game, I can ask questions to be better equipped, to be better prepared. What questions do I need to ask? What questions can I ask to improve what I have right now? So you're telling me when we get in this position, when we run this play, I have to do this particular thing. Okay, so when I do this particular thing, how will I expect something to come from that? So now, to become great, you have to be a student and be open to asking questions. So when you're branding yourself, you identify where you are at, who you are. And when you recognize who you are, now you can start putting the pieces together and create a whole picture that's meant to be. And in order to be a student, you have to start with recognizing what you're looking for, what you need to learn, what you need to improve on, what you need to demonstrate, because now a brand is constantly learning. A person is constantly learning. excuse me. Hello. I'm going to drink some water. Hold on. A brand is constantly showing up, and they're showing up in their true self. And their true identity. See, Michael Jordan showed up as his true self. And when I start to really pay attention and learn more about what I was doing, the effort came, the improvement came, the growth came when I started to focus more on myself. See, even though I had to identify who I was, who I would like, what I dislike, what I don't want to do, It takes time to put all the pieces together. It takes time to put the puzzle together, because a puzzle is meant to be scattered. Your dream is meant to be scattered. Your thoughts is meant to be scattered until you start to pick one up at a time. And you place the piece to the puzzle and build this picture together. With the pieces that you're getting, with the actions that you're taking, with the effort that you're putting in yourself, you're constantly building on this picture. You're constantly improving on this picture. You're constantly giving yourself time to show that you can do the right thing, that you can do the thing for you. And see, when you brand yourself, you know that it will take a lot from you. It will take a lot from you because it shows that's a bar. It shows that you're doing the right thing for yourself. A brand, a person, an individual has to do the right thing for themselves rather than the next person. Because if you're looking to please the next person when the next person is not you, you will be stressed out. The puzzle is meant to be scattered. You have to work to put it together. I remember I got my, I had got a 1,000-piece puzzle. I got a 1,000-piece puzzle. Like one comma. Hold on. Maybe you gotta see it. Cause 1,000. 1,000 pieces. And so I'm thinking it's gonna be easy, right? I'm thinking, okay. They got the picture on the box. And when they got the picture on the box, the piece that you pick up is relatively small. Like it's very small. But you look at the picture on the puzzle and you try to match. Okay, I'm picking up a piece up. What color is it? Okay, this color is over here on to the right. Okay, this color is to the right. What type of a picture is it forming or does it form? Okay, so the pieces to the puzzle is so small because it's so many different pieces. And even though you pick up one, you still have 999 pieces to go to fill this puzzle up. So when I picked up the one, I'm looking for the second one. And as I'm looking for the second one, I'm recognizing that I got the wrong piece. I got the wrong piece and now I'm getting frustrated. How do you pick up the right one and put it correctly with the other one? It's easy when you have the right team to help you put it all together. And how do you pick up the piece and place it with the right connection to show that you're making progress, to show that you're doing something right, to show that you're creating a picture. So it took me a while to find the one. And once I found the one, I found the second one that connected. And so once it connected, I felt like I was doing something. I felt like I was on the right track. So at first, the pieces of the puzzle were scattered. The colors didn't match. The pieces of the puzzle didn't match. Like, it wasn't organized. So then when I got the first two together, I said, hold on. I'm working hard, extremely hard, trying to get this puzzle together. Let me take a step back. And let me put the colors with the colors. Let me put the most similar pieces together. Maybe that can give me an advantage. They can give me, like, a better starting point than just picking up random ones. And so I'm looking at the color box. I'm looking at the box on it. As I'm looking at it, I know I need to start with one piece. I know I need to start with a third piece. But I can only start with the piece that's in the same color duration, that has the same color. And see, that's so important when it comes to branding, because in order to find the pieces to your puzzle, you have to be willing to learn a skill that will develop in the right time, that will develop at the right time, because you have to know that all the pieces of the puzzle will not come to you, will not be shown, will not be displayed, will not just not be discovered to you until you start positioning the pieces correctly. The pieces is identifying who you are. You have to identify who you are to have a better understanding of where you would like to go. And that's so important because the pieces of the puzzle is so scattered. How do you know where to start? How do you know where to begin? How do you know what to focus on? Well, first you look at the box. First you look at the colors. First you look at the picture. And then you put the colors together just in one group. So when I was doing the puzzle with my brother, he told me, he said, man, you just got to put the colors together. You got to put the colors together. Once you put the colors together, now let's look at it. Now let's look at the box. I'm like, huh. I didn't even think about that. And what made me get 1,000 pieces that I don't even know. I can't even tell you. 1,000 pieces is crazy. 1,000 pieces is crazy. But it developed patience. Now, I ain't going to sit here and say that I found all 1,000 pieces of the puzzle. I'm not going to sit here and say that because that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Really. Ideally, we probably got to maybe 50 different pieces. 50 out of 1,000 is probably not less than 1%. And so the reason why that's so important, because when you have the right pieces to your puzzle will be built, because this is a dream that you have in your head. It's a dream that you have in your mind. It's a thought that you've been thinking about. The getting the pieces is the hardest, because it causes you to focus. It causes you to study. It causes you to learn. See, in order to get better over time, you have to be okay with starting with the piece that you have. With starting with where you are currently at and not where you are currently going, because where you're going is not here in front of you. Branding is recognizing that you're doing things for yourself. And as you're doing things for yourself, you have to know that it will take time. You have to know that you won't have all the answers you're looking for. But as you're branding yourself, as you continue to be consistent, as you continue to show up, you showing up is helping you prepare, because you're branding yourself. You're branding yourself because now people can see, oh, they got one piece of the puzzle. Maybe I can go learn from them. It's preparing others to say you got multiple pieces to your puzzle, because you're constantly learning something new. You're constantly improving. You're constantly doing what you would like to do. See, branding is the most difficult thing, because you have to start with yourself. You have to start with yourself and be okay with where you are at. So when I picked up the puzzle, the pieces of the puzzle, I wasn't prepared to go through the whole process, because I didn't know what it took. I didn't know what it take to complete it. And even though I didn't know, I still was doing it. Now, trying to find 1,000 different pieces for a 1,000-piece puzzle takes time. It takes a whole bunch of time. Probably doing it for we probably did it for 2 hours. We made progression. We made development. We start to see the picture. But then I just threw the towel. Like, hey, man, it's 1,000 pieces. This is 1,000 different pieces. Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. It goes back to identifying who you are. So when you identify who you are, you have to learn on the go. You can only get the next piece of the puzzle if you continue to look for it, if you continue to search it, if you continue to look through a pile with the colors and know that the pile with the colors that you're looking for will help you find the next piece. See, finding the next piece of your life, of your branding, is overwhelming, because how do you know what you're looking for? How do you know what to look for? See, it's so incredible on how growth comes from not knowing. See, when you don't know what you're doing, you start asking questions. That's the next point I want to hit on, or the last point I want to hit on, is that you start asking questions. Start asking. I'm going to put question mark. Yes. Yeah. Start asking questions. So even though you start with yourself, branding, you have to be willing to ask questions. You have to be willing to ask questions that will give you a better understanding of what you are doing. See, I remember when I was playing football back in high school, my high school football coach was like, he told me, he said, Humphrey, he said, man, you know you a hot rep guy. I said, no, I ain't. I'm not high rep. Like, I get it. I understand, like, what I'm doing. He said, now, Humphrey, we've been going on the same thing for the last couple of weeks, and you're still not getting it. You're a high rep guy. You need a lot of reps to understand what you're doing. You need a lot of practice to understand what you're doing. You're a high rep guy. So at the time, I didn't know being a high rep guy was good, because I had to just take more of the information at a faster rate. And when I take more information in, I'm able to ask better questions. Why? Because I'm studying and learning. And when I get stuck at a place where I don't fully understand, I can go to the coach and ask, like, hey, when we ran this play and this player did that and that player did that, what was I supposed to do right here? Like, I was studying, I got confused, but what was I supposed to be doing right here? So now they answer the questions to give me a better understanding. So we run the play again. I know what to do. So earlier today, I spoke with a business coach. He's a business coach that had a marketing firm. So a marketing firm just getting customers for clients and helping them have and attract more customers. So he's coaching me on what I'm doing today. So what I'm doing today is that I help podcasters. I help entrepreneurs start their podcast and share their message. But it wasn't that clear yesterday. It wasn't that clear. And so he asked me, he was like, so catch me up, man. So how's everything been going so far? I said, recently? He said, yeah. And so I was like, ironically enough, since you just asked, yesterday we did this like pitch speed round where we went to like 8 different sections, but there was 16 different individuals that we had to talk to and all. And so as we're speaking to them, we have to like pitch ourselves, like pitch what we do and pitch our business. And so I'm telling like I went there and I started pitching myself. I felt good about it. And then he asked me, he was like, so what was the outcome of it? I said, well, the outcome was that I help entrepreneurs start a podcast and share their message. And so when I said that, it showed that I had clarity. It showed that I had one piece of the puzzle. And since I had one piece of the puzzle, I was willing to learn and find and discover the rest of the pieces. And I know a lot of people who need help with starting their podcast. See? And so when he asked me that, he opened the door for me to continue to ask questions, right? And so as he's coaching me and giving me different advice, giving me different tips, giving me different suggestions, I'm asking based off what he's saying. He's asking based off what I'm saying. And so when I'm asking questions, when I started to ask questions, I knew that I was gaining a better understanding of what I was doing. I knew I was gaining a better understanding of who I would like to help. I knew I was gaining a better understanding that I'm on the right path. So even though I've been learning about business, marketing, advertising for the last 7-8 months, I get more clear the more I go to different places, meet new individuals, and start asking questions around something that I'm doing. So that it's subjective to me, so that I can get personal help. See, getting personal help is knowing the questions that you would like to ask. Identifying where you are at and knowing what you would like to, like, when knowing where you are at and knowing what you're struggling with. And so yesterday doing a pitch, that was like 2 young guys. I think that was like probably 19 or 20. That was young. That was younger than me. And so the 2 guys was there. And they gave their pitch. They gave their pitch. They had their iPad. They showed the numbers. They showed the example. They showed the pictures. I said, wow, that's well prepared. I just had a notebook with a whole bunch of business cards on it. Like, not my business card, but the other coaches' business cards. And so I felt like I wasn't as prepared because I didn't have an iPad to show, like, hey, these are the numbers. These was what we've done. And this is the type of help we were looking for. What got my attention is the fact towards the end of their pitch and presentation, that was like, this is the axe. This is what we need help with. That was like, what they say? Something about, I can't even remember what they said. Personal something. And so when they said it, I said, I didn't even think to ask that way. I didn't even think to position the question directly. I forgot what they said, but how they said it was so incredible to show that they was well prepared. For instance, if they needed help with organizations, like, hey, we got this right here in our business. We need help with professional organizing so we can continue to pitch this. They can see, like, hey, they are really on their stuff. They are really on their thing. And so as I'm watching them, as I listen to them, I said, oh, okay. I'm taking mental notes. Okay. So when they're done, I go next and I have an ask. Like, what are you looking for? Like, what can we help you with? When they ask me that question, I know what to say. I know what I'll be prepared for. So the question comes, so how can we help you? I said, it's a great question. I said, I'm looking for a professional development so I can be more organized and start to be in position to have systems around what I'm doing. I thought it sounded good. I thought it sounded a lot better than it did before because I wouldn't even think about it. And so branding is getting to a point where you're able to ask questions around something that you do not understand. And so at the time when I gave that ask, I was willing to ask for something. I was willing to ask for help. I was willing to identify what kind of help I need and ask it correctly. See, oftentimes we just have to see an example to know that it's okay to do it. It's okay to brand yourself. It's okay to identify yourself. Reason being, because you are able to grow from it. You are able to improve. You are able to learn. You are able to develop. You only develop when you continue to show up. You only improve when you continue to show up. You only become great when you continue to show up. See, Kobe Bryant is my favorite basketball player. And in 1998, he airballed five different shots. Five different shots. And the shots that he airballed did not stop him from shooting the next one. Even though he airballed it, he still showed up. See, that's the thing in life. You still have to show up for yourself. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what you experience. It doesn't matter what you have dealt with. You still have to show up. Why? Because you're showing up to get better for yourself. You're improving for yourself. And so the interview that Kobe Bryant did that I had saw is that he said that his legs was not underneath him. He wasn't training the way that he needed to. And he recognized that, and then that following summer, he got back in the gym. And in 2001, they won back-to-back championships. So that doesn't happen by accident if you're not showing up. One thing that helps Brandon is that when you show up, you're willing to push through the hard times. You see, another thing about Brandon is that when you're showing up, you're showing up for yourself. And see, when you're showing up, you're getting better. The only thing that can happen when you continue to show up for yourself is that you get better, is that you improve, is that you develop even more. The struggle is showing up because you have to do it even when you don't feel like it. You have to do it even when you don't see the value in it. You have to do it even when moments are tough and you are not as motivated. See, branding yourself is identifying who you are. And because you have to identify your interests, your likes, your things that you have in mind, things that you have in place, things that you like to do, things that you like to accomplish. Branding is doing what's best for you. And then getting to a point where you're able to ask questions to improve for yourself. Excuse me. So the business coach that I had a meeting with today, I was willing to ask and get ideas from him. Because I was asking questions. Excuse me. I was asking questions. I mean, as we was in the meeting, I thought the meeting was going to be short because I'm like, I don't have too many more questions. But every time he said something, I thought of a new question. Every time he explained something, I thought of a new question. Every time he described something, I thought of a new question. So when I identified where I was at and what I needed, he gave me more value because what he was saying, I was attentive to it. I was paying attention to it. And I recognized that I was getting better throughout the conversation. Because I knew the type of questions to ask. The type of question came from the information he was giving me. See, I can only be great if I'm willing to ask the questions to be great. And I can only go to others that have done what I would like to do. See, if I wanted to play football, I would go to a coach that played football. If I wanted to play basketball, I would go to a coach that played basketball. If I wanted to start a podcast, I would go to someone and start a podcast. And so you have to identify who you would like to learn from, because learning from the person that has done something is the most critical, the most important, because it shows that it, one, is possible. Two, if you do it the correct way, you can develop even more. Because as you're developing even more, you're getting better. You're finding the pieces of the puzzle and you're putting them together to create a beautiful picture. To create an astounding picture that's on the board. That's on the box. Because you know what you are looking for. You know the pieces that you need to have in order to fill this puzzle up. And once you fill this puzzle up, now you're able to be great and see the finished product. See the finished result. See, I didn't complete 1,000 piece puzzle, but I did complete 100. The hundred piece puzzle wasn't as bad as 1,000. As you would imagine, it wasn't as bad. It was just right. Just right. Still challenging a little bit, but not as challenging because the pieces wasn't that small, but it was small enough where you could add, where you actually had to find it and put them together and really create the picture. And so the picture was created, and once it created, now I start to see, okay, when you start small, you can get better over time. I started too big. I started with 1,000 pieces to a puzzle rather than 100. I didn't work my way up. I didn't know what I needed to do. But even though I dream big and think big and do big, I have to be realistic. I have to be realistic and start with where I am, where I'm at. That goes back to identifying where you are, identifying who you are to know where you need to start for yourself. And see, that's so important to recognize that you have to do it for yourself. You have to brand yourself in a way where others will see and understand what you're doing for you. You are the one that matters. You are the one that can grow. You are the one that can develop. And it's identifying how you would like to grow, how you would like to develop, how you would like to change for yourself. See, when you identify who you are, you have to know that you get better over time. You have to know that you're getting better every time you're showing up, every day you show up for yourself. So as I'm making videos, as I'm communicating and delivering different topics, I'm getting better because I constantly show up. I can only improve if I show up even when I don't feel like it, even when I don't feel good, even when I have an injury. There's been multiple times when I had a different injury or a different surgery where I just kept showing up. I'm branding myself because regardless of what happens, regardless of what goes on, I'm going to show up in a way where others can see that it's possible. What others can see and identify an example so they can know the type of example to follow for themselves. See, knowing that you get better over time is that you have to be okay with learning as you are going. Learning as you are doing. You can't answer all the questions. You can't have the answer to all the questions, but what you can do is be well prepared for the questions that's coming to you, or that's coming for you, that will come with you. In life, it happens. In life, branding happens when you identify who you are and create a path that you would like to follow for yourself. See, understanding that the time that you're putting in yourself, you're only getting better. You're only improving. You're only developing for yourself. Your dreams are just a thought until your action represents the dreams that you're thinking about. Michael Jordan became great well before the world knew that he was great. Michael Jordan became a phenomenal basketball player well before the lights was on him. Why? Because he was doing it when no one was watching him. He was practicing when no one was watching him. He said, let your game speak for you. Let your game be your marketing tool. Let your game be and show who you are, and more doors will be open. The reason being because the work is being shown. As it's being shown, people are seeing how you're branding yourself. And so you can only brand yourself when you're showing up when you don't feel like it. You're only branding yourself when you're showing up when things in life feels impossible. You're only showing up when you know you're doing the best that you can do for yourself. And see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why that's so critical is because we have to go back to the definition of learn to know that you are learning the correct information that you need to have. That you need to learn. See, to learn means to gain or acquire knowledge of or skill in. And so that's so important because when you learn, you're gaining and or acquiring knowledge. You're acquiring skills. You're acquiring new information. Information helps you know that you're doing the right thing. It shows that you're doing the right thing, and it demonstrates that the thing that you're doing for yourself, you're doing it for yourself because now you're willing to ask questions. You're willing to ask questions, and the questions that you're asking is coming from the information that you have received. And now it gives you a better understanding from when you go and ask different questions from different individuals, they're able to position the question where you can fully understand it. See, identifying where you are, identifying who you are, opens the doors to your interests. Identify who you are. Open the doors for your interests. Identify who you are. Closes the door for things that you don't like. Identify who you are. Gives you lessons that you can learn as you are going. Life happens for you, not to you. And when I start to understand that I had to be the one to position myself differently, it became a lot less challenging because I was willing to accept the challenge. I was willing to accept the challenge. Me accepting the challenge gave me a sense of you're doing good. You're doing it for yourself, and as you're doing it for yourself, you're doing great. Because you're doing great for yourself. Branding is doing what's best for you. And as you're doing what's best for you, people, your customers, your audience are able to see and connect with you because of your story, because of what you're doing, because of how you're improving. People attach to winners. Michael Jordan was a winner. Kobe Bryant was a winner. People attach to winners. Why? Because when you win, you brand yourself that you are hardworking. When you're winning, you're showing how hardworking you are. Because it shows that you're committed to the process. You're committed to yourself and you're committed to learning. And if you know anyone that's struggling with branding and marketing themselves, share this video with them to say, hey, I see you're starting a business. I see you're starting a podcast and struggling with branding yourself. I believe this video will help you even more because it will teach you the fundamentals of branding. See, the three basic fundamentals of branding is, first, you have to identify who you are. Once you identify who you are, you have to know that you get better over time rather than getting better overnight. And the next point is that you have to learn on the go. You have to learn when you don't know all the answers. You have to learn when you're not aware of the answers that you're seeking. You have to be willing to learn as you are doing. Because as you learn, as you're doing, the last point is that you have to start asking questions that will further help you in life, that will further develop you in life. Because it shows that you are the one that's committed. It shows that you are the one that's determined. And it shows that you are the one that's willing to grow for yourself. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a comment. And leave your biggest takeaway from branding and how you're going to start implementing it for yourself.